This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. It seems like every day we're confronted with mixed messages about our identity, our purpose, and our values. It's easy to get confused. Today we continue Pastor Rick's new series called Talking About Stuff That Matters. In this series, Rick shares biblical truths and practical advice that will help you and your family grow in your faith, make important decisions, and find significance in the God who created you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of a book written by Pastor Rick's wife, Kay Warren. It's called Choose Joy, and it's perfect for the trying times we live in. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called Being a Disciple in the Digital Age.
Let me show you a few more verses. 1 Corinthians 4:7. Who says you're better than others? What do you have that was not given to you? In other words, by God. And if it was given to you by God, why do you brag as if you did not receive it as a gift? Really, I can't brag about anything, because any good that's been happening in my life is because God did it in me, for me, through me, to me, or used somebody else to do it with me or to me or for me or through me. And it's really all God. The breath I'm breathing right now is a gift of God. The heart that I have is a gift of God. The brain that I have is a gift of God. The talent that I've used to do something with my life is a gift of God. I had nothing to do with it. It was just put in me by God. So why in the world can I be proud about it? Because it's just a gift. And the same thing is true for you. The same thing is true for you. So why? We have no real reason to brag except on the goodness of God. The Bible says this on the screen, Galatians 6:3. If you think you're better than others when you really aren't, you're just deceiving yourself. And one more verse, the Bible says, 1 Peter 5:6. So be content with who you are and don't put on airs. What does that mean? Don't show off on the internet. Don't put on airs. Don't pretend you're somebody you're not. Be content with who you are. Don't put on airs. Just be the real you. God's strong hand is on you, and he'll promote you at the right time. Now, see that word promote? A lot of people are using internet, particularly social media, to promote themselves. See how cool I am? See how smart I am? See how attractive I am? See my pretty new clothes? And they're using themselves to promote themselves, thinking that they have to promote themselves. Friends, you don't have to know the key men if you know the man who holds the keys. And if you are a child of God, you're a son of God or a daughter of God, it says he'll promote you at the right time when he knows you're ready. And he can put you at the front of the line any moment, far more than 10 years of self-promotion on the internet. So stop it. God says you can choose. Either you can promote yourself or let me do it. Who do you think will do a better job? I'm inviting you to change the way you look at social media. Let me give you two more. Number five, the fifth hazard is I can get addicted to the approval of others. I can get addicted to the approval of others. Now, what is it that makes social media so addicting? I have to go back and check. I have to go back and check. I have to go back and check. This 80 times a day thing of looking at your phone. 80 people aren't phoning you every day. So what are you doing looking at your phone 80 times a day? Well, if it's social media, here's the science behind why it's so addicting. Everybody wants the approval of others. We desperately need and desperately want the approval of others. We all want to be liked. So when you post something on the internet, then you're anxiously waiting, is anybody going to like it? Is anybody going to like? And so you're waiting with bated breath. Is anybody going to like this? And all of a sudden you get a ding and you get a like. You're, ooh, I got a like, I got a like. And what happens is in your brain, it releases dopamine. And then a few minutes later, you get another ding. Oh, I got another like. Ding, ding. I got two more. I got four likes. They like me. They like me. They really like me. Ding, 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 ding. And dopamine is going off in your brain. It's the exact same thing that when they give a rat cocaine, it'll keep going back, going back, going back for another hit, another hit. It's a scientific, biological fact that when you get a like, it releases dopamine in your brain, and that can become addicting. And all of a sudden you got, whoa, 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 look at this. Nine people like me. They don't know you. They maybe not even speak your language. They may be a bot, but you got nine likes right there. And you then feel good about yourself. And that creates, and here's the problem with this. When we do this, we get more interested in the opinions of people we don't know than the people around us. And we ignore the people around us while we're busy looking at the screen. Let me show you a couple of cartoons. Here's a woman with her, I guess her husband or boyfriend, and she says, do you mind if I strap your phone to my forehead so I can pretend you're looking at me when I talk? Ouch. Ouch. Yeah, okay. And then here's another one. Cell phones bring you closer to a person far from you, but it takes you away from the one sitting next to you. That's a profound spiritual truth. Cell phones bring you closer to a person far from you, but it takes you away from the one sitting next to you. And you can be sitting at a table with everybody in your family, and you're more interested in what a visitor or a stranger is thinking and saying than the people who are around you. That's a problem. And if you're going to spend 11 years of your life doing that, that's not going to be very good on your relationships. All right? Let me show you some scriptures. Galatians 1, verse 10. Paul says, am I trying to win the approval of people or the approval of God? Am I trying to be a popular people pleaser? No. If I were still trying to please people, I would not be the servant of Christ. I just talked about this. You got to choose. Am I going to be a God pleaser or a people pleaser? A couple of other scriptures. James chapter 2, verse 1. Dear friends, don't let public opinion influence how you live out our glorious Christ-originated faith. They don't have anything to do with your faith. So don't let public opinion decide what you believe. Don't let public opinion decide how you act. Don't let public opinion decide how you feel. Because they're heading in the wrong direction anyway. One more, Ecclesiastes 7, verse 21. Don't pay attention to everything people say. Oh, time out. We need to tattoo that on our arms. Right down there, if you hold your phone like this, tattoo it here on the inside. Don't pay attention to what everybody says, okay? The Bible says this, don't pay attention to everything people say. That means you can't pay attention to everything on social media or anything else. Or you may hear someone insulting you, for you know that you've insulted others many times. And he says, you know, what you give out, you're going to get back. What you sow, you're going to reap. And he goes, you know, at some point, you're going to say, you've said stuff, and so somebody's going to say something about you, and then it's going to ruin your day. Don't pay attention to everything people say. God says that. God says that. And if I'm constantly looking at what are people saying about me, that's a problem. That's a real problem.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Sometimes life throws us curves. There are little annoyances like traffic tickets and long lines at the market. Then there are deep hurts like serious illness, financial worries, unresolved relational conflicts, or the loss of a loved one. The Bible says it's possible to experience deep and authentic joy no matter what's happening. If you've ever had trouble finding that kind of joy, then you're going to want the updated version of Kay Warren's best-selling book, Choose Joy. In Choose Joy, Kay shares the path to experiencing soul-satisfying joy, no matter what you're going through. She helps you send your spiritual roots deep into the soil of God's love so that you can develop convictions and certainties about Him that will become the source of your strength when happiness isn't enough. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the book Choose Joy by Kay Warren as our way of saying thanks. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
You know, this thing about addiction, it was really funny. This week, Josh, my son, sent me an article from Wired Magazine. He knew I was teaching on this. And it was an article defending the internet and online and all these different things, gaming and social media stuff, saying none of these things are really addicting. I'm going, what universe are you on? The guy said, none of these things are really addicting. Do you know anything about dopamine? None of these things are really addicting. And then I looked at the bottom and who wrote it. And I said, I know that name. Where do I know that name from? I think he wrote a book. I think I read it about 5 years ago. And I went back and I went in my library and I found a book by the guy who said none of these things are addicting. And he wrote this book 5 years ago. Hooked, How to Build Habit-Forming Products. I'm going, busted. Busted. He had written a book on how do you build. Believe me, night and day, advertisers are trying to figure out how to get you hooked. So you'll keep coming back, so you keep seeing their ads. You keep seeing their ads. Let me give you one more. One more hazard. I can be distracted from what's most important. If I spend 11 years of my life looking at a screen, a phone screen, a smart screen, I can be distracted. Oh, excuse me just a minute. Yes, hello? No, I'm sorry. I'm preaching right now. Yeah, okay. Yes, I will bring the milk and bread. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, you will pick up a phone anytime, anywhere. And if you allow this little thing to interrupt anything else in your life, this has become your God. If you allow this to interrupt anything, you'll pick it up. Well, I won't say all the things you could pick it up doing, but you could pick it up. It means I really value this more than I value anything else in my life because nothing will keep me from picking up the phone. It's become my God. Who owns the phone? Do you own the phone or does it own you? Who's the master and who's the slave? Which is the tool and which is the owner, the master? If this can interrupt you anytime, then this thing is running your life. It's running your life. I can allow things to distract me from what's most important. There's an interesting story in the Bible. Jesus had a friend named Lazarus, and Lazarus had two sisters, Mary and Martha. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus lived together in a home in Bethany. Bethany is a small town near Jerusalem in Israel. Jesus was in Jerusalem. I've been to both these cities, of course, and you can walk from Jerusalem to Bethany in a half a day. It's just not that far. You can get there. Lazarus got very sick, deathly sick. In fact, he was almost dead. And word was sent to Jesus, Lord, come to our house in Bethany. Because they thought, if Jesus gets here, he can heal Lazarus. We know it. He's healed people before. And Jesus was in Jerusalem. Instead of getting there in a half day, it took him 3 days to get there. What was he doing? He's walking around. He's talking to other people. He's ministering to people, something like that. Jesus didn't want to get there to heal Lazarus. He wanted to get there to raise Lazarus from the dead. He wanted to do a bigger miracle. So he waited until Lazarus had died. So finally, after Lazarus dies, he shows up at Mary and Martha's house in Bethany. And as he walks into the house, Mary sits down at the feet of Jesus and just starts listening to him talk. Martha goes, we ought to have a meal. And she gets up and she starts preparing everything. And she's all busy and all messed up and very flustered and worried. And here's how the story goes in the Bible, Luke chapter 10, verse 40 to 42. Mary sat quietly at Jesus' feet, listening to everything he said. Friends, you need to do that every day of your life. You need to sit at Jesus' feet, listening to everything he says. That's called a quiet time. You sit quietly with this book, and you pray, and you read, and you pray, and you read, and you do it every day. And you say, God, is there anything you want to tell me today? And you let God speak to you. You check in with the commander-in-chief on a daily basis. Mary sat quietly at Jesus' feet, that's quiet time, listening to everything he said. But Martha was distracted. You might circle that word. She was distracted by all she had to do. And she said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha's having a pity party. And Jesus, I think Jesus says it like this, Martha, 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 you are worried and you're too distracted by many things. But really, Martha, there's only one thing that is truly important, and Mary chose it. If you have an opportunity to look at your phone and your social media or spend time sitting quietly at the feet of Jesus, what are you going to choose? If an average American is spending 3.4 hours a day looking at this, how much time are you spending alone with Jesus? Something's out of whack here. Why do you spend more time with stuff you don't believe than with someone and something you do believe? There might need to be a realignment in your life of how much input am I getting from the truth that sets me free and how much input am I getting from lives that make me stressed out. 3.4 hours here. I don't know anybody spending 3.4 hours with Jesus Christ every day. Well, that shows in our lifestyle. It shows in how we're doing. I can be distracted from what's most important.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, sometimes life throws us curves. There are little annoyances like traffic tickets and long lines at the market. Then there are deep hurts, like serious illnesses, financial worries, unresolved relational conflicts, or the loss of a loved one. The Bible says it's possible to experience deep and authentic joy no matter what's happening. If you've ever had trouble finding that kind of joy, then you're going to want the updated version of Kay Warren's best-selling book, Choose Joy. In Choose Joy, Kay shares the path to experiencing soul-satisfying joy no matter what you're going through. Here's Pastor Rick and his wife, Kay, to tell you more.
The truth is, most people tend to see life as a series of ups and downs. You're either on top of things and everything looks great, or you're down and things are looking really bad. But I find that life is really more like a set of train tracks, so that you get the good and the bad at the same time. They run parallel to each other. And even though something bad may be happening in your life, you can always find something good to be thankful about. The point is this. You can't wait until things are perfect to find happiness because they're never going to be perfect. That's never going to happen. Instead, you have to choose joy. You have to choose happiness. You know, my wife Kay has been making a conscious decision to choose joy every single day. And it's made a big difference in her life and in our marriage. In fact, she's written a great book. It's called Choose Joy, which I want to send you. But first, I want you to hear from Kay.
Finding joy is a challenge for me. I'm not naturally an upbeat person. I'm more of a melancholy. When I talk about joy, I'm not doing so from the perspective of a generally peppy person who never has a bad day. In fact, it was my own inability to live with joy that led me to explore why my experiences didn't line up with Scripture. My problem was my definition of joy. I thought joy meant feeling good all the time. That's impossible. Even for those who are naturally upbeat and optimistic, it's impossible. We have to start somewhere more realistic and close to Scripture. So here's the definition for joy that I've come up with after studying the Bible. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life, the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right, and the determined choice to praise God in every situation. You'll find nothing in that definition about happy feelings because, as we all know, happiness is fleeting and temporary. The Bible is really a book about joy. There are more than 500 references to joy, gladness, merriment, rejoicing, delighting, and laughing in the NIV translation of the Bible. You'd think there would be 10 times as many negative references to sadness, mourning, tears, etc., but there are only 158 such references. That tells us that God's Word is a book of joy.
Thanks, Kay. I want you to know that I personally benefited from reading Kay's book, Choose Joy. It's made a difference in my life, and I know it'll make a difference in your life too. That's why I want to send it to you as you send a gift to support the ministry of Daily Hope. You know, we can't continue broadcasting these messages without your support. We're totally listener-supported. So if you can send in a gift today, I want to send you Kay's book, Choose Joy, as my gift back to you.
Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.